This is KNKX. Education historian Diane Ravitch will speak Tuesday at Town Hall, Seattle. Ravitch was an official in the Department of Education under President George H.W. Bush. She supported standardized tests and publicly funded charter schools, but has since changed her views. Her latest book is called Slaying Goliath: The Passionate Resistance to Privatization and the Fight to Save America's Public Schools. Ravitch spoke with KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross about the book, in which Seattle plays a prominent role.
Your book is titled Slaying Goliath. So who is Goliath?
My book is the story of a well-coordinated, highly funded campaign to privatize public schools, to turn public schools over to private control, to corporations and to entrepreneurs, and in some cases even to grifters. This has been going on for the last decade at least. And what I've written about is the success of the resistance, which is not well funded, and that is parents, teachers, even students, in fighting back against high-stakes testing and privatization.
Well, you are a well-known critic of the current system of standardized testing, but you started out as a supporter of No Child Left Behind.
It's time to come together to get it done so that we can truthfully say in America, no child will be left behind, not one single child.
Which took a hard stance against schools that didn't measure up. So what changed your mind?
Well, I supported No Child Left Behind, and I was wrong. And I had spent many years working in conservative think tanks and advocating for choice and for testing. And by the mid-2000s, the early 2000s, around 2007 or so, I began to realize that what I was advocating for was having very negative effects, that the high-stakes testing was depriving children of play, of science, of history, of civics, that their lives were being ruined in school, and teachers were being labeled, children were being labeled, and it was having terrible negative effects. I saw the damage that it was doing to public education and realized this was a terrible approach to reforming education, that instead of reforming education, it was destroying education.
The book is a really interesting account of this rise of the resistance movement across the country, parents, students, teachers who are fighting, you know, what you call the privatization of public schools. Can you tell me about Washington State and Seattle's role in the resistance movement?
Well, Seattle plays a large part in this book. There are two different aspects to the story that I tell about Seattle. One is the resistance at Garfield High School, where for the first time, to my knowledge, in American history, all the teachers in the school said, we will not administer this useless test. And they were giving a test called the MAP test.
Teachers say the tests assess material not covered in class, give poor results, and swallow up teaching time. About 100 teachers and supporters gathered outside of district headquarters after Bonda's remarks.
And they refused to give the test. They were threatened with punishment. They were threatened with losing their jobs. They stood together and they became heroes.
Our destination is a destination of critical thinking. We want to teach our kids to solve real problems
that
they see in the community. And our stand against this MAP test is teaching them that.
And people all over the country and even people outside the country were sending them pizzas and flowers and greetings and saying, stand strong. And eventually they won their fight.
Now the district has announced in a letter that the MAP tests will be optional for high schools starting next year.
Unfortunately, the kids in the lower grades are still taking that useless test. And what that test will show is which the kids who are at the top are affluent and the kids who are at the bottom are not affluent. So it's a stupid measure. The other aspect of the Washington State story that I found absolutely fascinating was that some of the richest people in the country live in Washington State, obviously. Bill Gates has tried again and again to get Washington State to pass a referendum to enact charter legislation so that the state could have charters. And he's tried four times. He failed three times in a row. And then the fourth time, the local groups, the parents and the teachers and the civil rights organizations fought against, but they could not match the money that Gates was pouring in.
Initiative 1240 allows public charter schools in Washington. Charter schools are public schools, free and open to all students.
And so the referendum passed, and it passed by a tiny, tiny margin. It was then found to be unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court in Washington. So the next step of the drama is that Bill Gates then gets the legislature to devote lottery money to pay for his charter schools.
The charter school bill will become law, making charter schools legal again in our state, but it'll become law without the governor's signature.
Several of them have already gone out of business due to low enrollment. So there really is no demand for charter schools on the part of students.
We have another wealthy resident of the state who backed charter schools, Nick Hanauer, but then he wrote an article in The Atlantic saying he was wrong. So what did he say, and why is that significant?
Well, I thought it was very encouraging to me when I read Nick Hanauer's piece, because he essentially said this effort to create a separate school system, one that's run by private entities, was a mistake, that the real problem in our country is the tremendous wealth inequality, income inequality, and despite the fact that we have an economy that's humming along, we have virtually 50% of our kids are living in low-income families, and 20% of them are living in deep poverty. And that's the real problem. Whether you have charter schools or public schools, the real problem we face is we're not addressing the needs of our children, which is the root cause of low educational performance.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Diane Ravitch is an education historian and research professor of education at New York University. Her latest book is called Slaying Goliath: The Passionate Resistance to Privatization and the Fight to Save America's Public Schools. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.